In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For several Sundays now, we have accompanied Jesus in his journey from Galilee to Jerusalem. And we heard his teachings along the way. In today's gospel reading, Jesus teaches about the mission and the challenges that face those and us who want to follow him in the road. To illustrate this teaching, Jesus uses three images. The first two images are fire and baptism. He said, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed." Now, the images of baptism and fire remind us of what John the Baptist promised, that Jesus will be baptized with the Spirit and fire. Fire is a metaphor for judgment. Remember, James and John wanted to bring fire upon the Samaritans who rejected Jesus, but Jesus would not permit it. Fire is also a metaphor for purification. For remember the prophet Malachi in his words, "For he is like a refiner's fire, a fire that burns hot, removing impurities and leaving only that which is desirable." And now, baptism is a metaphor for Jesus' suffering and death. "I have a baptism with which to be baptized." This reference to baptism can best be understood in the light of Jesus' response to James and John, who ask to sit at his right and left hand in the kingdom. Remember that incident. And Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" So the cup and the baptism are metaphors for his passion and death. And Jesus cried, "What stress I am under until it is completed." These are the words of a man committed to a difficult mission, but distressed at the anticipation of it, wishing that the waiting were over and the mission completed. It is the kind of feeling that the candidate for surgery feels while waiting for the time to come. We expect the trial to be bad, but the waiting is difficult also. And this brings us to the third image, the vision. "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." What is Jesus saying here? Remember that in the narrative, Jesus was walking on the road to Jerusalem. And there and then, the disciples had to decide whether to go with him or not, to be with him or against him. This is a decision which is the effect of judgment and division. This is what is meant by Jesus has come not to bring peace on earth, but division, splitting even families apart. Jesus' teaching causes division in families, in communities, and in the church. Belief in Jesus and commitment to Him causes fire of arguments to erupt between believers and non-believers in the same family or community, resulting in the division of families and conflict in society. Standing up for what is right, working for justice and truth, also sometimes cause division. So in this morning's gospel reading, simply put, Jesus is saying that the cost of following Him is high. That is why He is asking those listening to Him, including us, to look at the cost as closely as looking at the weather. The crowd in Jesus' time, being farmers in the desert country, watched the skies like hawks. They watched the skies because their crops needed their precious and scarce water. In like manner, Jesus is asking us to examine the cost of following Him in our life just as closely as we would examine what is happening around us, in our families, in our church family, in our communities, in our country, in our world. And to see in these happenings and events, for example, the war in Ukraine, the starvation in Gaza, and at home, rising prices and sinking wages, conflicts in governments and cities around the country. At home, we have different issues to face. In all this, we are asked to see if we are living towards the kingdom of God or against it. To see if our lives are a force for healing and reconciliation where we live. To see where we need to change. To see what needs to be explored. To see what we need to learn in order to follow Christ better. For this is what we are called to do when we decide to follow Jesus. We are called to share in the blessings of God's mission of healing, justice, and reconciliation. We are called to follow Jesus to Jerusalem, to the cross and crucifixion. That is to say, to give our lives away as Jesus did. For in doing so, we find our lives. We find who we are called to be. Amen.